Visit Dr. Brandon Hawkins at Kings Beach, Mario Moreno, M-O-R-E-N-O, medical record number 70034, dated patient is 1-25-13. Patient presents on this visit for long-standing history of ulcerations. Both feet patients been previously treated by Dr. Maudlin as well as by Dr. Passaboff with no resolution of the ulcerations. Patient has progressively gotten more concerned in regards to the wounds in that they have begun to have a malodor, as well as patients beginning to have pain. Patient's last fasting blood sugar was measured at 148 milligrams per deciliter. Patient states that the previous wound associated with the right side was well healed until Dr. Maudlin began debriding on it. Objective dermatologic upon visualization of the right plantar lateral heel, there is an ulceration which measures 3 centimeters by 3 centimeters by 0.4 centimeters in depth. It currently probes to capsule. There is mixed fibrous and granular tissue. There is no erythema or edema or purulence. There is mild malodor associated with this time. The lateral wound plantar aspect of the midfoot region measures 5 centimeters by 5 centimeters. Superficial with granular tissue. There is no erythema or edema appearance, nor extensive infection associated with this time. Assessment number one is chronic wounds with ulcerations, diabetic in nature, plantar right and left foot. I'm going to accept diabetes associated profanopathy, and I'm going to accept sclerosis with proprietary disease and the insufficiency plan. One patient was examined. Now, next, this time, patient's wounds were debrided lightly, after which time an oasis graft was applied to both wounds. Patient's wounds were then dressed with an ICL compressed dressing. At this time, patient will be scheduled, or patient was advised to both conservative options and surgical options. Patient opted for surgery due to the fact that the wounds have been present for several months in duration with no progression. Patient was advised of possible deep debridement with a VersaJet and application of graft. At this time, patient on dictating right now. Patient at this time will be scheduled for surgical intervention at Memorial Hospital for deep debridement with VersaJet and application of graft jacket. Patient will be seen at Memorial Hospital on Monday afternoon for surgical intervention. At this time, patient was also given oral antibiotics and anti-inflammatories as well as pain medication and will be followed postoperatively 1 week after surgical intervention.